Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cambria County gas well that is in an area that is a storage well has been leaking an estimated 100 million cubic feet of natural gas per day as part of the venting process there. We are joined by the former Secretary of the Pennsylvania DEP. David Hess is joining us. He served under Governors Ridge and Schweiker, leading office in 2003. David, it is good to have you on KDKA. How are you?
Glad to be here with you.
I know that you had a lot of things on your plate during your time, not the least of which was the Q Creek mine rescue. So if people say, hey, why do I know the name David Hess? That may be a big part of the reason. But as we fast forward now to this Cambria County situation, help us to understand what, first of all, is a storage well? Is that different than an active gas pad where drilling is going on? Help us to understand what we're talking about, first of all.
Well, Pennsylvania has about 51 active underground natural gas storage areas. And what they are depleted areas underground where there was natural gas at one time, but now the initial supply of gas was produced. These particular wells in Cambria County, there are about 10 of them as part of this storage area. They were drilled in the mid-1960s and then depleted. And what they do now is to help even out the natural gas supply in the pipeline during the winter. During the summertime, they pump gas down into these areas through those conventional gas wells, store it there until they need it, and then as the winter goes on, they call for it and put it back into the pipelines.
So it literally is just an underground storage area, if you will, for what is currently being pumped and then just stored. And you're using a natural container, if you will, rather than putting it into a concrete container above ground.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Why would one of these start to leak? Why would it have started leaking on November 6th? What might be some of the reasons that could happen?
Well, obviously, we don't know what caused this particular leak. But remember, these wells were originally drilled in the mid-60s. So mm-hmm. they're old.
Right.
And any number of things could happen to the well. You could have cracks in the casing. You could have casing shift. There are just a number of possible things that could go wrong. But again, I'm not going to speculate on what went wrong. That's for the investigation after we get this well shut down.
And this particular one, they thought they did have it shut down. Oftentimes they will pump heavy liquid into it or eventually concrete if they're basically going to try to get it to stop. It sounds like they had it under control Thursday, but then the resumption back to more leaking going on this morning. What would be the next step? Concrete? Would that be the next step for them probably?
Well, this is a very specialized kind of operation, and the company Equitrans brought in a special contractor to do this sort of work. So it's going to be up to them to figure out what to do next. Mm-hmm. You're correct in saying that they tried heavy liquid. Ultimately, according to what the company said, they were going to cement the well in, but obviously that did not work. And I know DEP has been on site 24/7 there working with the company, the contractor, to try to get this issue resolved. But it is very specialized kind of work.
visiting with the former Secretary of the Pennsylvania DEP, David Hess, here on KDKA today. David, help us to understand, put it in a different term. We hear 100 million cubic feet of natural gas per day. How much is that? I mean, I know what the number is, but put it in a different way that we can understand. How much is that?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I can put it in very simple terms. It's a lot. I mean, to my knowledge, this is the biggest leak so far that we've had in Pennsylvania from a gas storage area, barring none. You know, it's the kind of thing that you obviously don't want to have happen, especially going into wintertime. And, you know, we're 12 days into this leak, and it obviously hasn't stopped yet. So we hope it gets stopped within the very, very near future.
What will be the next step? I mean, will there be, when a leak like this happens, obviously the company will probably have some sort of financial responsibility. There will be, I mean, obviously the loss of the gas is one thing, but will they have other things? Could there potentially be fines? Could there potentially be other penalties and actions that they will have to answer to the DEP about?
Well, DEP has already issued them a total of 5 notices of violations for the obvious things, like venting gas in the atmosphere. One thing that was not expected, in my view, was that initially the company blocked DEP inspectors from going to the site for the leak for several hours. So that was not, in my view, expected.
Right.
So they issued them notices of violation, but frankly, the focus is on not the paperwork at this point, but trying to do everything they can, both the company and DEP, to get this leak stopped, because it does present a health threat to people who are living in the area if they're exposed to enough of this gas.
Will people be evacuated at some point? Have they been already?
Well, that's really up to the local emergency management officials, and I have not seen any indication that there were any evacuations yet. They established a safe zone around the leak. Fortunately, from what I understand, nobody lives very, very close to it. But, you know, with this kind of thing, you know, it depends on which way the wind blows.
Mm-hmm.
Natural gas is lighter than air. It does have a tendency to dissipate rather quickly. But if you get a big slug of it out, and you're in the path of that, obviously that can make you dizzy, cause headaches and other things initially. So it's not a good thing, obviously, to be close to, aside from the obvious explosion hazard.
Not to mention the fact that here we are starting November 6th, and we are now into, what, the 18th, and this is still an ongoing situation there, too. Mr. Hess, thank you very, very much for explaining these issues to us and helping us to put them in perspective. We very much appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yep, David Hess, former Secretary of Pennsylvania DEP, joining us here on KDK, talking about the Cambria County gas leak that started on November 6th that still is leaking natural gas.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.